Have you found that sleep has gotten easier, but now you're just wondering how to not jinx it to make sure things get easier for you and don't revert to how they were before? If so, this episode will be really, really valuable to you. We'll talk about several topics, including some of my favorite ones, like looking under the hood, residual mystery, and of course, finding freedom. Hope this will bring a lot of value. And before we jump into it, quick announcement. For the third time ever, we're going to have a small group discussion on Wednesday, but it is also a first time ever because it's the first time ever that I'm joined by someone, and it's going to be Lily Seiss, anxiety coach Lily Seiss, who was a recent guest on the channel. We're going to do a deep dive into insomnia and anxiety. So it's going to be perfect if you've had questions, not only about anxiety, insomnia, but the things that Lily works so much with, like OCD, panic attacks, etc. So a link will be in the description if that sounds interesting to you. Now, again, the topics today, we talked about not jinxing it. We talked about kind of the outline for today's class. So without further ado, let's start at the very beginning, which is looking under the hood. And I got this expression from Brooke Castillo at the Life Coach School, really liked it. And basically what looking under the hood means is that willingness to take the look inside, to look at our own thoughts and our own emotions. And I think partly why this resonates so much with me is that I have no clue how a car works. So, you know, if there's a problem with my car, you know, opening that hood and looking under the hood itself is kind of daunting to me. I just want the car to work. I don't want to necessarily know anything about cars, you know. And this leads us to where things can get a little bit tricky, which is when we're just closing the hood as soon as things get easier. And, you know, if we go back to the car analogy, that would be something like, you know, I notice something is wrong with the car, and I open the hood and I, you know, I tighten the bolt a little bit, and then, oh, whoa, that seems to have done it. Let's close the hood and let's hope for the best. You know, that behavior sort of comes from my unease with like fully seeing how complicated that the engine and everything looks, right? And the same thing can happen, you know, on the inside, you know, on our inside, which is when somebody's had trouble with sleep and, for example, finds one of my books or this YouTube channel or some content or some other helpful content, and things get easier. And then this person goes like, okay, that's it. Let's just not do anything further. Let's not read any further. Let's skip this YouTube channel. Let's just hope for the best. Let's not jinx it. This can be tricky because this leads us to our second topic. This is tricky because there is some residual mystery there. There is some mystery there. We didn't really understand why did things get easier. Why were we struggling from the beginning? You know, we haven't really seen this, and when we haven't understood why things got easier, and you know, we may close the hood and hope it will last. But the thing is, in the scenario, we're still afraid of something. You know, there's still some kind of mystery there that we're still sort of afraid of, right? We don't want that to happen again. And the thing is that just the fear that there is something that can happen again, you know, there's something that we haven't understood that can make us have a struggle again. Just that fear can keep us from sleeping well and living freely. And it can also lead to a place where, you know, when there is some stress in our life and we have trouble sleeping, then we're like, oh no, it's back. And then that becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy, which is, again, due to this lack of education and this sense of mystery, right? And now, I know this was a little bit like big picture, but I added a more concrete example so we can understand this teaching. So I wrote down this example. Let's say somebody says, somebody had some trouble sleeping, they came across Set It and Forget It, let's say, and they go, I realized that I didn't have enough sleep drive. I was just going to bed too early, started going to bed later. That seems to fix it. Good. You know, somebody may have said this, and you can see, and I've heard this said several times. And what we're seeing here is, of course, firstly, you know, we're glad that things are getting easier for this fictional person. Like, that's nice. That's nice. That's always nice. But what's missing here is and there's no mention of emotions, you know. Of course, it's very appealing to say like, oh, I just went to bed a little too early. I'm going to bed later. That fixed it. It's kind of like close the hood. Everything's good. We don't extend it any further. That is very appealing to us, but it can get tricky for the reasons we mentioned earlier. So again, there's no mention of emotions here. There's no mention of any sort of like anything deeper within. And there's also no mention of potentially other areas of life when we've had a similar struggle, you know? And this is kind of like where when you start opening the hood and you see like, okay, this is why I had some trouble sleeping. It can lead to a revelation that, oh my gosh, there are other areas of life when I approach things similarly. For example, I wrote this one, and somebody saying like, oh, I'm just a perfectionist. You know, everything has to be like this, like that, like this. And some of us are maybe just oriented that way, but things like that, realizing like, oh, actually I've said that I'm a perfectionist because that sounds very acceptable and sounds, you know, like nothing and nobody will react to that. But in reality, my quote unquote perfectionism, I realize is just, it's just an expression of me trying to have control over what? Over my emotions. You know, I've tried to, you know, I've not been wanting to feel anxious or feel scared or uncomfortable. And I've tried to like, get some sense of control by being a perfectionist, for example. Like my point here is that when we open that hood and we're fully willing to look at it, we can come across things that definitely aren't necessarily comfortable to look at, right? We can see things that makes us want to go close the hood. But as we can see, like closing the hood can be tricky because it's that's the residual mystery and all of that. So in other words, what we can see is that when we're closing the hood, it's basically like, okay, let's not jinx it, right? But by not wanting to jinx it, unfortunately, that can actually make us feel jinxed for the reason we discussed. And another way to say this is that like not jinxing it can become a form of like avoidance where we're like, okay, I'm sleeping okay now. Let's not change anything. I'm going to get up the same time. I'm going to have my same routine. I'm not going to get up after this. I'm going to continue to avoid coffee. I'm going to get this and this and that. Like, you know, this keeps us from living the way we want to live. And again, maintains the idea that there's something there that we need to, you know, escape and be safe from, which then leads us to our third topic, which is, you know, becoming free, you know, how do we arrive where we want to be, which is really like peaceful sleep, peace of mind, and living a life, you know, in a free way. And I think it goes back to this willingness to actually take that deep look under the hood and educate ourselves and get the full understanding of why things unfolded the way they are. And the thing is that when we are willing to do this, we can come across a lot of things that are uncomfortable, like, oh my gosh, I see like my, you know, I've been thinking this way. I've been feeling this way. Like, this is kind of like, you know, not, you know, what her name, Pema Chodron, calls it, like, it's like the messiness inside us. We can see that. But what we also can see when we're willing to look is that there actually is nothing, no real danger. There's no real threats. There's just uncomfortable emotion. That's all there is there. And when we can also see, when we're willing to take that look, is that there's nothing to jinx. There's really nothing to jinx, you know. And on a, you know, final note here is that it can sound like, you know, when you listen to this class, that, oh, Daniel is saying like I have to like spend a lot of time really like listening to everything and learning. Not at all. This is not about time or effort. It's just about understanding, you know. Someone may very well come across our teaching and quite quickly realize that, oh, this is what's going on. I have full understanding now. And then there's nothing more left. Like, that person can be like, okay, I took a look under the hood. I got it. I understand. There's nothing strange or mysterious. I understand this. They can close the hood. You know, it's not an invitation to like spend a lot of time or effort. It's just a matter of understanding. And when we have that understanding, that's really, really helpful. That leads us where we want to be. And so we have that invitation again to take a look under the hood and educate ourselves. So I hope this was helpful. I felt it was a little like big picture here, but let me know if this felt like it applied to you and your thoughts and comments. And as always, if things are making sense and you're finding yourself living the life you want to live, then that is wonderful. Do share it with us. And on the flip side, you know, if things are kind of tricky and it's hard to connect the dots and you're not sure what the path forward is, or you're maybe feeling isolated, lonely, then head over to our website, thesleepcoachschool.com. check out our coaching options. And if you decide to join any of our programs, we look forward to seeing you on the inside. That's all for today. Look forward to seeing you real soon. Until then, take it easy.